What is up, crew? It is Wednesday, hump day, halfway through the week. Hopefully, for those of you that had a short week, I guess it's not halfway through the week. It's more than halfway through the week now, right? But either way, for those sad souls that maybe had to work on Monday, it is middle of the week. Hopefully, things are going well. Looking forward for the weekend. Welcome to Next Generation. We appreciate you joining us tonight. We have John with us, and we'll get to John here in a minute and talk about all the cool things he's doing as far as competitions and other things. But first, just want to do all the house cleaning that we normally do and say that we are, of course, live here on the YouTube's simulcast right now as well over on gunchannels.com. And over there, we have Mr. White hanging out. So for those in the chat now on the YouTube side, or maybe that join us in replay, there is a link for Gun Channels. So definitely check that out. It's a great little site and community. A lot of the normal podcasters, social influencers, creators, whatever you want to call them, in the firearm community hang out over there. A lot of 2A stuff going on. Just a wealth of information. So, yeah, definitely check that out. Speaking of potential replays, you can find us various places once this show is done live. It will go to replay. So if you have to jump out for some reason, fear not. You can always catch up later. Or if you're running across this, wasn't able to catch live and you're running across, of course, welcome. I will start throwing out the link, I think, just to the website, clubbertac.com, because that's the easiest place to find all of the various social platforms we're on. There's a social header at the top of the page, and you get to pick your poison, so to speak. We were picked up by iHeartRadio today, and so that's pretty cool. Another site out there you can check the content out on, but replays available on places like GunStreamer, GunTube, all of that good stuff as well. So let's go through the chats here and see who we got over on the YouTube side. Looks like Mr. Buck, Grandpa Stanley, Sam out there, Jen Davis in the house, Guitar Man Pete, the Kingpin, Mr. David Bolin. How are you? Ashley's out there. Snob's Wife's here as well as Snob. Go figure. Hemi joining us. Caleb's out there as well. The 1% Rich White. Just a quick note about the chats before we get started here. If you're on the Gun Channel side, you want to use the chat in the lower right-hand corner. I see Dead Horse and Guitar Man Pete looks at like is over there on that side. So, yeah, use the chat not on the page, but in the lower right corner. That little chat room should be a live chat, and you can get all of your questions and everything else in that you want. As far as the YouTube side, we don't know you're there if you don't say something. So if you're out there, say hi, and we'll do our best to say hi back as we're going along here. If you have questions or whatever, tag myself or M-W Tactical out there, and you tag somebody in case you do not know by typing the little at symbol and then their screen name and then your message. And if you have questions, we would be more than happy to direct those to John as we go along. Looks like Georgia Trucker jumping in out there, Willis Gizzard, and several others. So let's welcome Mike from MW Tactical on to help me out. How are you, Mike?
I'm dragging today. I have a headache. I don't know why, but I'm pretty sure this conversation is going to fire me up and get me re-motivated.
There you go. I'm pretty tired myself, but I think John and I, we were talking off air. I think he's had a pretty tiring day as well. So I think the whole panel is tired at this point.
So, yeah, it's not so much being tired for me. It's I went to the gym, woke up after my daily nap, and I woke up with a headache. So yeah, I don't know what's going on right now.
It's weird that you wake up with a headache. Usually you take a nap to get rid of a headache,
right? Yeah, that's normally how it goes, but
yeah, I don't know. Too much sleep. You're sleeping too much, Mike. Get out and do something. Come on.
Hey, you don't that, do might it. That might be it.
Right. right. So without, I'm getting a little bit of an echo, I think, from you. Is it from you, Mike? I think it's from you, maybe.
Is it? Let me keep talking here, and you tell me if it's me or not.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where it's coming from. We'll figure it out. And it may be on my end. Right. That's entirely possible, too. So if you're out there in the chat, if you do hear that echo, let me know, and we'll deal with it. Snob's wife said it all sounds good. So
yeah, it sounds
maybe,
good.
Maybe it's on my end. Yeah, it may be my end. I have mixer problems occasionally, and if it's on my end, I can deal with it, but I don't want people out there listening to have to deal with it.
I'm going to blame it on John because he's a competitive shooter, and the spotlight's on him tonight. So
I blame it on Ghost. I think my microphone caught something from his microphone last night. He was all scratchy, and I think now it's done. It caught whatever his microphone. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to blame it on that.
Okay, so John, you're off the hook. Ghost, it's his fault because he's eating crayons right now. So that's what we're going
to
go
he's
with.
He's not here to defend himself. We'll blame him. Mr. Ozzy is in the house, rock on, and Michael Baker, I see jumping in out there. Welcome, gentlemen. So without further ado, let's bring John in here. John, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We are doing well. If you would, let's start out by, how old are you?
Just turned 15 last Wednesday, and... Oh, okay.
Just turned 15. Are you doing the driver's education yet, or is that still
yes, sir.
Something? You... Oh, are you? Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Yep. Fun times. So, how long have you been not necessarily competing, but how long have you been shooting firearms or even you know archery bows and stuff like that?
Since I was just little, I guess, or not super little.
Right.
When I was probably like
yet.
Six.
Oh, wow. Okay. Do you remember that first time that you went out and had fun and shot stuff?
Yes, sir. That was my first time. That was awesome. I think I was 8, 9, mm-hmm. maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
What you got with rifles or pistols or shotgun or what?
We went with my dad's 243.
Oh, wow.
And
wow. And that's a pretty big rifle for an 8-year-old. So that's cool.
We went out to my dad's friend's ranch. This is an old ranch. So mm-hmm. we saw a group of pigs and we thought they scattered, but we came around the corner and they're probably 20 feet away from us, so I took a shot. I thought I missed it first, but I'm not for sure. So we heard one squeal, so we went into the brush, and we found it. It was dead. Awesome.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool. Now, do you hunt a lot?
We used to, not anymore because we had a lease that we're leasing, but it was on sale. So it sold, so we don't have it anymore.
Right. They kind of took it away from you. Okay.
Yes, sir.
That kind of sucks a little bit.
Yeah.
When you were hunting, what type of stuff were you hunting?
Most of the time, we didn't have many bucks up there. We would have a lot of pigs, so we'd go pig hunting a lot. But
right.
we would usually, if it was deer season, hunt big does. We'd get some pretty big does up there.
Mm-hmm.
We had like a 10 pointer. My dad was trying to hunt for a little while. Didn't show up anymore. So we thought he'd died. So,
right.
I don't know.
Those big does, that's still meat in the freezer. Did y'all eat what you take, I guess?
Yes, sir.
And do you do that with the pigs generally too?
We'd like to take the back hams and the back hams and back straps and front hams sometimes if they're good.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I know that, you know, and they can be so big. I don't know how big they get up there, but I know down here in Texas, they can get big to a point, especially the boars that they're a little on the nasty side.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You know, those more than, you know, you kind of get rid of them to keep them from tearing up pastures and things like that. They're not really worthy of eating. Now some people have trapped them here and then, you know, corn fed them. for a few. Yeah. And they do a little better when you do that, I think. But typically, I know when I go out big hunting, I don't like to bring home and dress out anything very big.
No, me neither.
Now, as far as getting into your competition stuff goes, how did that come about? How long have you been doing that? How did all of that start?
I started about a year and a half ago. It was just a thing. My dad, we were just shooting guns for a little while, and my dad said, "I'm going to go to a match." I said, "Okay, I don't even know what that is," because I didn't know what that is at first. And I said, "Okay." So he did a few of them. He did two, I think, and then we went to go see his third one in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. And I was like, "Ooh, this looked really fun." And I was like, I asked my dad to see if I shoot a gun at it or something. So he took me to some of the matches, and I just watched for a little while. After the matches, I got to shoot a few guns, play around for a little bit with the guns. It was fun. And then I started just shooting 22s for a little while for my first guns.
Right. Right. Now, what 22s do you have?
Me, personally, I have a 22-45 pistol, Ruger.
Okay. Nice.
That's decked out for competition right now. And then I had a little my first rifle my dad bought me a long time ago. It's funny.
Okay, very cool. Okay.
Yeah, that's all I have.
How did you like that one?
Which one?
The my first rifle.
Oh, I thought it was amazing. I thought it was funny and hilarious, and just I wanted to do a shooter right then.
Right. Okay. Because we talk a lot of times about about kids and what's a good first rifle to get them and that sort of thing. And so, it's interesting coming from, somebody not that far removed, right? My first rifle was a long time ago. So,
yes, <sir. laughs>
for you, it wasn't nearly as long ago. So it's a little more relevant now.
Yes, sir.
That's interesting to hear that you did enjoy that one. Mike, I'll let you jump in if you want to right quick.
Sure. Now, can we back up a little bit? Because I'm a little confused, or maybe I missed it. What type of competition shooting do you do?
I don't really know exactly what it's called, but I just shoot at paper targets right now and then steel. It's like different days they assort it. So some days it's like bigger, like ARs, and sometimes even pistols, but that's paper. And then we use steel for like 9 mils and lower. So don't exactly know what it's called.
Yes. Does it sound familiar if somebody was to say two gun or three gun?
Yes, sir. I shoot two gun, or sometimes it depends. Okay. If I have the money for it right now, it's funny.
I got it. So you just go to have fun, like, hey, have gun and travel, right?
Yes, sir.
That's all that matters. All right. So now let me ask you this. All right. So you're in the shooting. You said you're 15 years old. Of course, you still go to school. You just started driving. So you're driving everybody off the road to get to the range. Right? So who actually takes care of the fundamental support, mom or dad?
What do you mean by fundamental support?
Who's your biggest fan right now in the gun? Who pushes you to shoot, mom or dad?
My dad a lot. And my mom helps though a lot too.
Oh, but dad is the biggest contributor.
Yeah, because he does it with me too.
Okay, so mom doesn't shoot?
No, she has her own gun, but she doesn't like to shoot most of the time.
Okay, well, you got to change her focus on that to get her out there a little bit more.
I'll try.
I got you on that. So now, what's your aspirations when it comes to shooting? Where do you see yourself in 10 years in the shooting world?
Well, I'm trying to shoot more so Texas A&M, the big companies, like the big colleges that they could see me, and I want to get better so I could get hired by them or join their team. Get better then, like my operation over like 10 years, get an education or something, make a little bit of money. I want to try to shoot for a living. That would be fun.
Okay. So now, if you had your choice of any shooting team out there today, who would you select to shoot for? Let's say, okay, so which company would you shoot for with an AR-15, and what company would you shoot for a handgun?
For an AR-15, probably F1 firearms.
Okay.
And then for pistol, I'm not really into the pistols, so I don't know exactly what kind of companies are out there. So I'm not for sure.
Okay, well, that's too easy then. So now let me ask you, what draws you to the F1 rifle?
I don't know the style they make it. It's just so nice, and they run really smooth, and just I like their whole concept of them.
Oh, okay. Well, now I can actually say you're the fourth person I met under the age of 17 that referenced the F1 rifle. And I got a buddy, he has a few of them, like three of them, but he's like ancient. I think he was born back in the Civil War time period. But at the same time, he has some, but I never fired an F1 rifle. But like I said, every person I talk with under the age of 17, those all four of y'all all reference that rifle. And I was just curious as to why. Like, are they doing something specific for, the younger generation, or is it just hey, they're putting that quality in their product?
They're really putting their quality into the product, and I don't, my friend Freddie has one, and he says he loves it, and it runs smooth for him. So he brought it up to the ranch one day and showed it off, and he shot it. Yeah, and that was awesome.
Okay, well, I'm gonna have to hit my buddy up and pull his rifle to the range so I can shoot it and see for myself. All right, so
Sick.
now what does your workout, your practice routine look like? Like when you go get ready for a competition, how do you practice and how many rounds do you shoot?
When I shoot AR, it depends, because we have like six stages sometimes. It depends, like five stages most of the time. So I'm gonna say around 400 rounds, 500 rounds,
Wow.
maybe 300. I think 300. Yeah.
Okay.
And my like routine is, I just get ready. I just like pump myself up. Like, I can do this. This is gonna be fun. And we go to the stage. I just keep going from starting position without my gun, and using my hands every time to do the motions and go through it. And that's what my dad taught me how to do. It's just go easy and slow at first, then you can kind of pick it up from it. So now I just pick it up more. It's just that's my basic routine.
Okay. So now let me ask you this last question before I hand it back over to Clove, okay?
Yes, sir.
Now, when it comes to shooting, okay, on your AR rifle, do you shoot with any type of optic, whether it be a scope or a red dot, or do you just shoot with the iron sights?
I shoot with a red dot. It's an Spark 2, I think.
Is that Vortex?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. You said Spark, though, right?
Spark.
Yes, sir. Spark.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I thought you said Stark at first, and I was
Oh,
like,
Spark. Yes, sir. Spark.
yeah, I got you. I got you. All right. Hey, Clove, you can take it over from here.
Thanks. Thanks, Mike. You're fine. You're fine. Good stuff, man. It's all stuff I would ask. Staying on the equipment thing for a minute, John, you talked about some of the pistol. You talked about the, I think, the 9mm.
Yes,
What
sir.
what type of pistols are you shooting in competition?
I want to shoot my dad's 9 mils now, but I like my 22 a lot that I love.
Okay.
I love to shoot. I don't, for him, I love my 22. It just runs smooth. It doesn't have any jams. It
All right.
just, to me,
Yeah.
flawless right now.
You're preaching to the choir. I've got lots of experience with 22. And you know, a lot of people, they call that a little kid round and whatever. Mm-hmm. I still love the 22 precision. I'm into steel challenge stuff now and some other things myself. It's cheap to shoot. It's fun to shoot.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's fast because you don't quite have the recoil management to deal with.
Oh yeah.
Particularly if it's tricked out, like you're talking about. Yeah, there's just a lot of positives to that. So yeah, that's cool. That was going to be my next question. Did you prefer the larger pistols or the 22? So sounds like you love that Ruger.
Yeah, I prefer right now my 22.
All right. Now, do you have any sort of a team or a league that you shoot with?
Yes, sir. We shoot with Youth Texas Carbine.
Okay.
Youth Texas Carbine.
Okay.
It's like a group.
Right. Gotcha. Okay. And do you have any friends that shoot as well? I'm assuming.
I know people there and they're my friends. And then I shoot with them, which is really fun.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't shot with them in a little bit, but I'm trying to get my other friend into it. He went to practice one day with us.
Oh, okay.
And he really liked it, and I got to get him the paper to fill it out if he wants to join the team.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Well, that's always good, and always like to ask that if you're trying to, if one of a couple of things, do your friends see you doing it, and is it something that maybe they become interested in, or if you actually try to get your friends maybe involved in it as well. So that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I lost my train of thought. Oh, with the league and all you're in, how young do they let the kids shoot in that particular group?
I think it's like anywhere from like 8, 7,
okay.
To the college level, I think.
Right. Okay. That sounds about right. That sounds pretty consistent. So that's good. Do you shoot with any younger than you or very many younger than you?
Not all the time.
Okay.
Sometimes.
I got you. Now, shifting gears a little bit here. You mentioned you had football practice this morning. So
yes, sir.
It sounds like you're one of those kiddos that have a lot of balls in the air, right?
Yes, sir.
You got a lot of projects going on. So
yes, sir.
How long have you been playing football?
This is my fourth year. Wow. It's okay. Ninth grade this year, so I'm freshman football now, which is fun.
Gotcha. Okay. What position do you play?
I play quarterback and
safety. Mr. Big Shot here. Plays quarterback.
I guess so.
Have you always played quarterback or?
This is actually my first year playing quarterback. The coaches like me as quarterback because I can throw well enough and get the ball off fast enough with it.
Right. Gotcha. Now, is this this year with football, is this the first year that you've kind of had the football and the shooting sports thing together, or did you have to deal with that last year too?
That was last year too.
Okay. And how do you keep that balance with? Because you said you were at practice early this morning, right?
Yes, sir. I usually, sometimes they might have a practice on the weekend for football, but I usually do it on the weekdays for football, for like school. And then on the weekends, that's when we have our matches and then do everything practice.
Okay. Gotcha. Now, is there, what other activities? Well, I guess do you go to public school or is it a private school?
Public.
It's public school. Okay, awesome. And I know your mom out there was talking about some of your teachers and stuff like that. That you got some pretty supportive teachers with the shooting sports thing. It seems like.
Yes, sir.
So that's really cool. With school, what are there any other activities that you do there with school?
No, sir. Oh, I do theater, but that's all. I don't do anything else.
Okay. So you're a quarterback of the football team, and you're an actor, and a shooter. So there we go.
Sir.
That's a good deal. Now, we got a couple questions that have came in here. I'm going to ask from the audience real quick.
And I'll say hey to Dusty over on the Gun Channel side. How are you? But anyway, let me get to those questions real quick, John. Here they are. Guitar man Pete out there, he says, okay, he wants you to rank these in order now, of number one and then going down. He says, football, guns, cars, and girls. So one through four, how do you rank those?
Guns, one. Football, two. Cars, three, and then girls, four.
There you go. I couldn't have handled a flip on the football, but the guns had to be number one and the girls had to be at the bottom because you're too young to be wearing. You got plenty of time for girls. Don't let them girls get in the way.
Yes, sir.
Oh, goodness. And then we got another one here. Okay. Never mind. This was it was talking about the teachers that support you. Now in school, I'm guessing if you know, because of all the no pass, no play and stuff like that, you know, obviously you probably do fairly well in school, I'm assuming, right?
Yes, sir. I'm trying my butt off as it's a little bit hard, but right. I'm trying and it's getting easier.
Well, being a freshman, I know several. I've got a niece. Of course, I've had nieces and kids and nephews and whatever that have, you know, went through school over the years. I know that this year I had a niece and then she had quite a few friends her same age. They were all going into their freshman year this year. And it sort of hit them like a ton of bricks. You know, in junior high, you're the big dog in eighth grade. And then you get into high school, it's a whole different world, right?
Yes, sir.
With all of the homework and the tests and all the different things going on, it's kind of a different world. And it'll be the same way when you get into college. So it is a great learning thing there.
Yes, sir.
To kind of learn how to adapt and deal with that. So I'm glad you're taking all of that in stride. Now, as far as your do you have a favorite subject in school? Other than PE, because I know people like to say athletics and PE, so let's set that aside. An academic subject, math, reading, science, those sorts of things. You got a favorite one of those?
Probably right now I'm in biology and I really like it. I think it's pretty fun.
Okay. Yeah, nothing wrong with that. That's a good one. Now, the 1% Rich White out there is asking, does your, because I know some schools do, they do have skeet and stuff like that with FFA. Does your school have any type of a shooting sports program?
No, sir. Okay. It's a big school, but they don't have any of that.
They don't have anything like that. Okay. Do you know if they do archery, the NASP program?
I don't think so. I'm not for sure.
Okay. Okay, I know that's a couple of things that you're starting to see around the NASP archery in particular. I know the schools here have had that for quite a few years now, and then you know, slowly but surely they're getting back. You know, once upon a time, I'm going to talk like an old timer here for a minute, but once upon a time, you know, the schools had a lot of you know, they had their rifle teams, right, and shotgun teams and stuff like that. So, and we're starting, I think, to see that come back around, which is pretty cool. If they did something like that, would that be an interest of yours to maybe get on a team like that?
Yes, sir. That'd be actually pretty fun.
Awesome. Very cool. Mike, you got anything you want to jump in with?
Yeah. Have you ever looked at doing three gun?
At my age, my dad's like, it's a little bit of pricey. My dad really wants to get into it, but I might get into it when a little bit older, when I start going a little bit more in two gun and then go to three gun.
Okay, I got you. Because that's the only reason why I don't do three gun is it is pricey, like you stated.
Yeah.
But I was just wondering, like, if you ever, like, watched it and had a desire to do it, and even just tinkered around with it, like at the range when you're just, you know, practicing or whatever.
I think my dad's gone. I haven't gone to the range and tinkered with it, but I've watched a bunch of videos on it. I think it's really fun. Watched it on TV, and I thought it looked amazing. And I think my dad's gone to the range and done it for a little bit, which is cool.
Okay. Who's your favorite shooter?
Probably Jerry Michalak.
Okay.
That's cheating, man. That's
Yeah.
just cheating.
Yeah,
Or
that's like
Doug
saying,
Koenig.
okay, well, that's like saying Jay-Z is your favorite rapper. That's too easy. What were you about to say, Clove?
Oh, I was just poking fun at the Mikhlishek thing. That's all.
Oh, okay.
That's all.
Now, how long? Well, what's the other than Jerry's speed? What's the one thing you like about his shooting style?
I just like how he can go to the range every day, waste a bunch of rounds, practice, and I like his overall character. He's nice and funny. He's just a really good guy overall. I think his shooting is just really inspiring to a lot of people. It's very inspiring to me because I like the way he just handles the guns and treats it like it's a like there's a good even though. Like, let's say there's a bullet not in the chamber, you still act like it's loaded. That's how I like how he treats every gun with very much respect.
Have you ever met him before?
No, sir, but I really do want to meet him.
Oh yeah. Yeah, everything you said, I met him here a few months ago when I was in Dallas at the
Nice.
NRA convention. And everything you stated, that's pretty much how he was. Very calm, easy to talk to, very humble. Spoke to everybody that came up to him, but like I said,
He
he's a very
was
nice guy, you know. I'm a fan of his as well.
I got a chance to meet him at SHOT Show, and he
Nice.
was hilarious, the conversation we had. It was he was actually a funny, you know, but he was genuine. I mean, he was a down-to-earth guy. He was a,
Yeah.
you know, you look at a lot of we look at a lot of pro, you know, pro athletes or movie stars or whatever, and you know, you don't expect them a lot of times to be real people. And
Oh, yeah.
then you get into that situation and you realize that he's just like your brother or your uncle or your granddad
Yeah.
or something. In his case, granddad, right?
Right.
Yes, sir.
You know, unfortunately, he's getting up there. But yeah, I couldn't believe it. I walked away going, wow, it was just I could have easily just been sitting around, you know, a gun shop or something like that, you
Yes,
know,
sir.
just like any other guy. It was pretty amazing. With your competitions, I'm guessing that you probably do, I mean, do you have any sponsors currently? Anybody that helps you out with that cost, or is it all mom and dad at this point?
I pay for some of it, but
Okay.
Redbeard Gunworks helps with it, a lot of it.
Okay.
Redbeard Gunworks, and then I have the other people that are helping me, Spike Tactical Rifle,
Okay.
and C4 Custom Blade Rigs.
Okay. Very nice. Now, where is the, you said that was Redbeard?
Redbeard Gunworks, he's out. So we're like in Corpus, and he lives out. Oh, five left, but Corpus, and then he lives out all the way in Port A. His shop's in
Okay.
Port A,
Gotcha.
and it's a nice shop.
Okay. Gotcha. So shout out to, I guess, to Redbeard out there. If anybody is listening in the area, go
At
check that
Redbeard
out.
Gunworks.
Tell them thank you for helping out John, of course, and all of that good stuff. Now, as far as, because you're way down there, so do y'all have a lot of traveling when you go around and shoot, or is there a lot of competitions available in the area down there?
We haven't been to a lot of like out of town ones. I've been to one far past, like way past Port. I don't know how far it was. It wasn't super far, maybe 30 minute drive. But
Okay.
I haven't been in any out of town ones. But I'm pretty sure we're gonna have to like go to the valley or some places where we have to travel a lot.
Right. And you're down there in an area where, you know, good Lord, Texas is so huge, right? That
Yes, sir.
you have to travel a whole day just to get out of Texas.
Yes, sir.
Unfortunately, especially if you're going north, there's quite a bit of stuff up around Dallas, Fort Worth, and all that. But I think for
Yes,
y'all,
sir.
that's a 10-hour drive or
Oh,
something like
yeah.
that. That's a long way. Of course, you know. Well, you've got a learner's permit, so mom and dad could put you in the driver's seat, and technically, I guess at least one of them could take a nap.
I don't have the permit yet, but I'm working towards it though.
Right.
It takes a few hours.
Right. Ooh. Just make you drive it. So.
Yes, sir.
Now I'm not sure what they're talking about. Oh, well, Kingpin out there. He was making fun of you, Mike. He said his favorite rapper is around a Reese's peanut butter cup.
I didn't even see that one.
Oh, Lord. Now Patriot is getting, he's getting all off onto the questions that are kind of out there. And we like to bring these in and mix things up a little bit too. He says, what is your all-time favorite movie?
Either American Sniper.
That's a good one.
Or probably 12 Strong.
Good one too. Now, American Sniper, have you read the book?
No, sir.
Go read the book.
Yes, sir.
Definitely. The movie's okay. if you enjoyed the movie, you will without a doubt absolutely love the book.
Yes, sir.
You know how they do. I'm sure you've probably read books that they've made into movies, right?
Yes, sir.
Probably. You're being a freshman in school. I'm sure you read Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe and some of that stuff way back when. But yeah, the book is there's some stuff in the book that didn't make it in the movies. That's some very interesting and even funny, stories that he tells in the book. So really good stuff. But no, that's a good one. So you like do you like the whole movies with guns type thing? Then I'm guessing
type
of genre, the action movies, I guess.
Action movies with the fighting and like bunch sometimes guns and then like just a lot of action movies with.
Sure.
Intense scenes and stuff.
That's me. Car chases, stuff blowing up. What I want to. That's what I. Buildings falling down. That's what I want to. Want to see all that crazy stuff. Keep me interested in it. So, definitely. That's cool. Now, as far as with your scheduling and everything, what are some of the things that you may do? Hobbies that you have. Outside, do you hang out at friends? I'm going to show my age, but hang out with your friends at the mall or the movie theater or the ice cream shop. I hate to say that because that sounds right. Like some old geezer saying that, but there are places that kids still hang out. I think for my youngest one, they hung out at Taco Bell, which is I think a horrible place to hang out, but, Do you still do a lot of that stuff, normal stuff, or have you got just so much going on that as far as having that social life like that, it's kind of hard to do?
I have enough time. I get to go to parties with my friends, like birthday parties, not actual parties, but I go to my friend's Freddy's Ranson. He has one. We go to his house. We really like to go paintballing, which is another thing that I like to do. And I'm starting to get my friends into it.
Okay. Paintball, that's interesting.
Yes, sir.
I guess you got all the gear for that?
Yes,
you own all the gear for that? Okay, so you don't have to rent it or something?
No, cool. Sir.
What type of paintball gear do you run?
I run a V-Force Grills mask, but my strap's broken, so I have to get a new strap. And then I run a Valken pants with a proto rail speedball gun and a halo hopper with a Valken or I think a Valken pod pack.
Okay, cool. And some of the paintball nerds out there will know what it is. Some of the people out there in the chat right now are going, what's he talking about?
Yes, sir.
They just have to get out and get into the paintball thing, right?
Yes, sir.
Now the gun snob out there is bringing up a good question. What about video games? Do you play any video games?
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. I'll bring Mike in on this. Mike's more, I think, more in tune with my last video game, I think, was like Super Nintendo. So,
wow, really?
I'm not a gamer, dude. I just don't have, I don't have the time or the patience or whatever.
I so much do it. Just like when I'm blowing off time, like if I got like 30 minutes to spare an hour, I just won't sit down and play again. I just do it when I got a little bit of time. just to break the monotony a little bit. But yes, what type video game, what platform are you on right now?
An Xbox One.
Oh, Xbox. Oh, I'm not an Xbox. But so what games are you running at the moment?
Rainbow Six Siege, which is like you have to move around, barricade yourself, defend objective. If you get shot a little bit, you're like dead. It's really hard and really fun. And then I play Fortnite too, because my friends like to play with me. And I play Halo, Call of Duty, and just games like that, racing games sometimes.
Okay. So now, do you do any, well, obviously you said you play Fortnite, and I guess that's an online play, whereas it's like you against everybody in there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get up on that one, because I hear people talk about it, but I never dived into it.
Yes, sir. You gotta get into the game and then just get used to it to get good at the game.
Okay. Now, do you do Call for Duty?
Yes, sir.
You do NASCAR?
No, sir.
Do you do Madden?
No, sir. I want to get the game, though. I played it a little bit at my friend's house.
Oh, okay. What about NBA 2K?
No, sir. I don't like basketball.
What? What is wrong with you? All right, I'm done. I'll see y'all next week.
Hey, he's talking about his Ruger, and you didn't see me get all huffy now. Come on. I didn't say a thing about the nice little Ruger he's got. All right.
So now I will say I do have the Ruger Precision Rifle, and that is right now my favorite rifle to shoot out of what I have in my safe.
Yes, sir.
But okay, so I'll give you a little bit of credit for Ruger, but I'm still a Smith & Wesson fan.
Going out, sir.
All right. So now when you actually play the shooting games,
sure,
how much of the game do you just click and do whatever, or do you actually try to apply what you know in shooting to the video game?
Not really. I just kind of play to play, and I just see how good I can be in the game real quick. Yeah.
Okay. You know, that's a good question. That really is a good question, Mike. Does your real world practice for these competitions have any application or help you at all in the video game? Or does the video game help you at all with competition shooting?
Rainbow a little bit, since it's like a real scenario thing.
Okay. Right.
I will tell you this, though. What I did when this was probably 2 years before we went into Iraq, and I couldn't get my squad to understand communication and the importance of it. Mm-hmm. So what I actually ended up doing, because everybody had PlayStations, and we actually had radios, like we used our real gear radio before they had the whole internet interaction. And I had them sit in their rooms and talk over the radio and play the video game. And it worked. Yeah. So that's why I came up with that question of how much of it do you apply to real shooting in the video game?
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's simulators for all kinds of things. You know, we're talking about John and his driving test. There's driving simulators, right?
Yes, sir.
But, you know, the whatever you're playing on, whether it's a video game designed for entertainment or a simulator, you know, it has to, things have to apply. You have to be able to apply those things or find a way rather to apply those things a lot of times. So that's and not being big into the video game thing myself, that's one thing I've often wondered, is there things you learn in a video game that you can apply to the real world? Is it you know, it definitely helps, I think, with, like you're talking about, with maybe tactics and response and you know, dexterity, reaction times, things like that. I think that potentially something like that could help. It could be a benefit. I really do. Now, I want to switch gears just a quick second here. John, we've got a Sam out there through a question, and I didn't catch it earlier, but me and Drew, how you're working on that driver's license. He says, Sam out there, he says, John, he said,
What car do you plan on getting when you pass your driving test? Do you have something in mind for that already?
Right now, I actually do have a little truck. It's a Nissan Frontier. It's a little truck, but it runs great.
Okay, probably good gas mileage too. So that's always that's always a good thing. Now, what about a dream car or truck?
The Ford. I would love to have a Ford Predator or maybe just a Tundra.
Okay. Well, that's not shooting for the stars much. You could have said like a Ferrari or a Lamborghini or a.
I like those cars, but I realize in the future they're just way too much money for maintenance and gas and everything.
Yes, they are. And probably the area you're in down there probably wouldn't fare too well on the roads.
No, sir.
If it's anything like some of the roads we have up here in the country. I've often wondered that. I'm like, where do people that have Lamborghinis and stuff, where do they drive them? Because
I think they go to like California or Las Vegas or something like that.
The road I live on is nothing but potholes. So, I mean, it really wouldn't work. It looks like your dad is out there, John. He says you have a healthy shooting competition with your dad. Do you guys kind of butt heads sometimes like that?
Sometimes he says I'm getting closer to him. So he's going to have to keep me at home so he can go shoot a match without losing to me.
Well, it's okay. What he's going to have to do is he's going to have to learn to live vicariously through you. That's what has to happen. At the point that your kiddo is better than you, you just learn to live through them. You learn to live through their accomplishments. That's how you have to deal with that, I think, as a parent. Because most of the time it happens that way. And I'm not, I don't know if it's always been that way through the generations or what. And Mike, weigh in on this if you want to. But, for me, it seems like as generations come up, it seems like, and it seems that way not just with shooting sports, but it seems that way with everything, right? It seems like you have better ball players or, track stars or whatever it is as time goes on. Sure. And I'm not real sure how that is, but it's like the next generation always does better than the one before it.
Well, so, sure. Let me give you my thoughts on that one. Well, of course, technology plays a portion of that because I was younger, I remember I went to, was it Louisiana, Mississippi, one of those places, and I went to the gym and I didn't have my basketball shoes with me. And the gym had a pair of Chuck Taylors. And, Chuck Taylors back in the day, you try to stop on a dime, man, you're going to keep going and end up at the hospital. of course, technology with the gear you have. But then again, it's just the inner drive to do better than whoever before. Because, like in my family, my cousin, he was real fast. But when I was younger, it was my goal to beat him before I turned 15 years old. And I actually ended up beating him before I turned 15. So
it's
the inner fusion that you got to have along with the gear as well. So
yeah, that's like my cousin. He was much faster than me when I was little. He's like a year and a half older than me. And he was always faster than me a lot. But then I finally just passed him up and I was so happy about it.
Okay. Yeah. And then too, remember the technology when it comes to food. So back in the day, it was just eat whatever you can with a lot of vegetables. Today, they put it out. Okay. Eat this amount of chicken, this amount of, potatoes, this amount of broccoli, but do it so many times in a day. And they got it down to a science now, whereas you get optimal performance out of the food and everything. And so it's crazy though that you mentioned that, like how it gets better over the years, but it's just the science of life, how we keep reinventing things or coming to something that was overlooked back in the past.
Yes, sir.
Now, Sam out there, going back to the rainbow conversation there, he says, who is your favorite rainbow operator?
Well, he plays it too. That one's tough one.
I don't know what that means. So yeah,
they have a bunch of different characters in Rainbow. Okay. So you have to pick an operator. So there's defense and offense, and you're playing versus real people. on not in that game, but like on Xbox. And my favorite character probably has to be Ash or Jaeger. Ash for offense and Jaeger for defense. Okay. Or visual for defense. Right. Jaeger or visual for defense, one of them.
Okay. Gotcha. Now, jumping back on the whole shooting sports thing, I guess, here for a little bit. As you've went along and you've practiced for these different matches and these different competitions, or maybe even over the years, have you had trouble with a certain aspect of shooting with sight alignment or with trigger pull or with maybe if you're shooting pistol and you're anticipating the recoil, have you had issues that you've had to like that you've had to work through?
AR, I'm still working through pistols right now, through 9mm pistols. The sight alignment for me, it's a little bit hard to get it and hit a target. But when I was shooting ARs, it was hard for me to get. I was using one eye closed and one eye open.
Okay.
And with red dots, so I just had to get used to and keep doing with both eyes open. And I just got used to it now, which is much better for me.
Right. Gotcha. Okay. Awesome. And as far as some of those younger kids out there, or even people, young people your age, what's some advice? What's some tips that you would give them if they're looking to, get out there and get into the world of competitive shooting sports?
It's a good idea for whoever wants to do it. It's fun. Oh, there it goes. It's really fun. I would just say, just have fun. Don't get mad. I sometimes get mad when I miss a target or do something wrong, but I just got to overcome it. You just got to keep going. You just want to be as calm as you can be. You want to start off slow, and then you can ease a little bit faster. Just take your time, be careful, and just be safe and have fun.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, Sam out there on your Avo question, he said, yeah, that's pretty cool. He likes Ash and Jaeger too. So.
Nice.
He apparently approved of that.
Nice.
So, now, Mike got down the rabbit hole there a little bit of food. So, what's your favorite food? What's your go-to comfort food?
Either my dad's fried back straps that he makes. Those things are the bomb. Or chicken fried steak.
Chicken fried steak. Okay.
With white gravy.
Right. Gotcha. Now, do you do any much over the fast food thing?
Yes. I like Panda Express. Just Whataburger and Burger King and stuff like that. But we don't eat it a lot.
He said Whataburger. I heard him.
Yes, sir.
Water. He said Whataburger.
Oh gosh, I hate when I say that.
That means you're from Texas. Don't ever hate that you say that.
I used to do that all the time when I was a little kid.
People that pronounce Whataburger, Whataburger, is pronouncing it wrong. I hate to tell you. Okay, that's just the way it is. It's not the way you pronounce it. That's the way somebody outside of Texas may pronounce it.
But yes, sir.
From Texas, you're okay. You're covered. You're pronouncing it correctly. So, yeah, sure. I'd have to agree. Whataburger is definitely one of those staples around here too. Good stuff. So, Mike, got anything else?
No, the only thing I can say is follow your dreams and continue shooting, but still learn from your mistakes. And when somebody gives you advice, follow the advice, absorb whatever somebody shares with you, keep it all in. And hopefully one day you'll get to where you want to get in the shooting world.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Now, I don't agree with that. I take a small issue with what Mike just said. If somebody gives you advice, verify that advice.
Yes, sir.
Then follow that advice. Because there's definitely some people out there that can throw out some off-the-wall silly advice sometimes.
Yes, sir.
It does happen. But you sound like a pretty level-headed kiddo, and can probably tell when somebody's just blowing smoke at you like that.
Yes, sir. Right?
So now on the issue of, you know, going forward in the future and all of that, you were talking about, you know, you did talk about your education, which is great. Sounded like you had those priorities, definitely had those priorities in order and a good, healthy outlook on that. Have you given thought to career choices or what you would go to school for, that sort of thing?
I really like what my dad did, security a little while. And if I can't make any of the shooting teams, I would really like to go to the Army, go to college for a little bit, or go to the Army, I don't know when, and then be trained for SF, Special Forces, and then go do security for stuff. It'd be okay. Fun.
Sweet. That sounds good. And you're Mike's friend again now. So
yes. Because we own the Army. I love it. I love it.
Right. Awesome. Great stuff. So, with that, we're coming up on the top of the hour, so we got to kind of get things squared away and get the heck out of here on a Wednesday night. Don't want to keep everybody too late, of course. Mike, I'll let you turn it loose to you and let you plug anything you need to plug before we get out of here.
All right, I appreciate it. For those who like to listen to a podcast, you can find me weekly on the Black Man with the Gun podcast, where you find me giving a tips and review segment. Also, as a co-host, having a conversation with Kim Blanchard about topics around the 2A community. There's an app, and you can find that app by looking for Black Man with the Gun. All right. If you want to call me, you can call me at 803-250-1256. Leave a voicemail or text message. If you want to get with me and express your opinions or views on different topics related to the 2A community. If you are interested in having me do a product review for you, either call me at 803-250-1256 or email info@m-wtactical.com. And I promise I will get back to you. Every Tuesday, we put out a video on the following networks. So if you go to Gunstreamer, look up Munitions Weapons Tactical. And if you go to GunTube, OochTube, and YouTube, look me up, M-W Tactical. Go there. Give me a thumbs up, thumbs down on the videos. Tell me what you like. Tell me what you don't like. Or even just tell me if the product that I'm talking about helps you out in any way when it comes to shooting. And also the last thing, look me up on Facebook and Instagram under M-W Tactical. And follow my adventures and join in on the conversations.
Very cool. Thanks, Mike, for helping out. I appreciate you, sir.
No problem. Anytime. I'm having a blast doing it.
John, it was great having you on. We certainly do appreciate it. And, moving forward, maybe we can have you back again in the future sometime, talk about maybe some of the new things you're doing, stuff like that.
Yes, sir. No problem.
I think, like all of the kiddos that we've had on here, and I keep saying kiddos, young people, well, however you want to word it.
It's okay.
You can be in your 20s, and I'll still say kiddo. So, you seem like a very level-headed young man. Got a pretty great outlook on life. Well-spoken, well-mannered, and, of course, that's a reflection on the parents, too. So thanks to Mom and Dad for letting you come on and do this. And I know Dad trying to be out there in the chats. And for those that don't know, he's listening from Guam right now. So
Hey, Dad.
If that's not commitment to, you know, what your kiddos are doing and making sure that you know what your kiddos are doing and stuff like that. So behind every good kiddo is usually some good parents as well. And that's something we often hit on when we're talking about this, is the support that the parents show a lot of these competitive shooters. So, again, thanks, John, for coming on.
No problem.
We do appreciate it. And with that, I'll throw out a couple of more plugs really quick. If you came in late and you're looking to catch the first part of the show, then I'll drop the link to clovertac.com, because here before too long, it will be available in replay on various formats out there. As I said at the top of the show, we did get accepted into iHeartRadio, which is a great place to reach people And when you're doing things like we do on these podcasts, whether it's promoting the industry or promoting these youth competitors or whatever it is, it's good to have the voice, and it's good to have the reach and the platforms all over the place. That way you can get the most exposure, right? So with that, I will let you in on the schedule. We've got Modern Spartan Systems, which will be in the house Friday. We're going to be talking to them on the industry side of things. And tomorrow night, we're going to be talking a little bit about motivation with social influencers and creators, that sort of thing, for the Nerd Chat. So we invite you for both of those shows as well. Other than that, we will see you again for Next Generation next week. Thanks for hanging out. Bye.